In the quiet embrace of a moonlit forest, a young bunny with fur as soft as clouds sat beneath a sprawling oak tree. The stars twinkled like fireflies, casting a silvery glow over the meadow. The little bunny's heart raced with dreams of adventure. What lay beyond the rolling hills? Were there oceans, mountains, and skies so vast they could swallow the world? His mind swirled with possibilities. But with each thought of freedom, a small voice inside asked, "What about Mother? Would she follow me there?" Morning came, bringing with it the golden warmth of sunlight and the chirping of birds. The little bunny padded softly to where his mother was nibbling on fresh clover. With a boldness he didn't entirely feel, he blurted, "I'm going to run away." His nose twitched as he waited for her response. But Mother Bunny didn't seem surprised. Instead, she smiled gently, her eyes brimming with warmth. "If you run away," she said, "I will run after you. For you are my little bunny, and I will never let you go." The little bunny tilted his head, his ears twitching. "What if I become a fish and swim away in a stream?" he asked, his voice filled with challenge. "Then I will become a fisherman," said Mother Bunny, "and I will fish for you." The little bunny frowned, determined to test her love further. "What if I become a bird and fly far away into the sky?" "Then I will become the tree you fly home to," she replied softly. Her voice was steady, filled with an unwavering certainty that calmed the little bunny's doubts. "What if I become a rock on the high mountain, so still and silent that no one will know it's me?" "Then I will become a climber," she said with a smile, "and I will climb to where you are." The little bunny's imagination soared, his questions coming faster now. What if he became a sailboat, carried by the wind? A flower, swaying in a meadow? A circus performer, dazzling the crowds? Each time, Mother Bunny answered without hesitation, weaving herself into every scenario. As the day stretched into afternoon, the little bunny's resolve began to soften. He realized that no matter where he went or what he became, his mother would always find him. Her love was as boundless as the sky, as steady as the earth beneath his paws. Finally, he sighed, a mixture of contentment and surrender washing over him. "Shucks," he said, leaning into her warm embrace. "I might as well stay where I am and be your little bunny." Mother Bunny chuckled, pulling him close. "Good," she whispered, "because no matter where you go, you'll always be my little bunny." The stars returned that night, twinkling like tiny promises in the sky. And as the little bunny drifted off to sleep, he knew he didn't need to run away to find adventure.